All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We've gone through all 11 rounds of the round robin tournament, and we end up with a five-way tie at the top. So I start off this episode by coming out to the ring to meet with Mark Lawrence. Mark asked the question that everyone wants to know. Who is the number one contender for the World Heavyweight title? The round robin tournament ended in a five-way tie. I reply, this has been a great source of debate among the booking committee. Five wrestlers ended the tournament with 6 wins and 5 losses. Looking at their head-to-head matchups, each wrestler had 2 wins and 2 losses against the other 4. There seems to be only one way to break the tie. We will have an elimination match between the 5 men. The last man standing will be the number one contender. This announcement brings Eddie and Missy out to the ring. As they ramble down the aisle, Mark and I exchange quizzical glances at each other. Eddie grabs the microphone from Mark's hand and continues an argument we've been having all week. Looking at the winning percentages in the tournament, there is a 6th man who could be involved in this tiebreaker. He wants to add Kendall Windham to the elimination match. Although Kendall only had 5 wins in the tournament, he also had 2 draws, giving him the same winning percentage as the other 5. This, of course, brings out the 3rd member of the booking committee, Skandar Akbar. Akbar cannot stand for Kendall to be involved in this match because that would make 4 of the 6 men from Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. The deck is stacked unfavorably against the 2 members of Devastation Incorporated in the match, Goldust and Psychosis. Akbar proposes a 2-night, 16-man tournament to name the number one contender for the World Heavyweight title. We'll take the 12 men from the tournament this spring and the top 4 wrestlers who didn't make it into the tournament. Every match, no disqualification, no countout, no time limit, there must be a winner. After a bit more arguing, the lights go out. When they come back on, I say that my word is final. While I enjoy a tournament as much as the next wrestling fan, I don't want to stretch this out. I acknowledge that Kendall does deserve his shot in the match as well. The main event tonight will be a 6-pack cage elimination match. 2 men will start. Every 5 minutes, another wrestler is added until all 6 wrestlers have been brought into the cage. The last man standing at the end of the match will be the new number one contender for the World Heavyweight title. Eddie seems pleased. Akbar isn't in the greatest of moods, but he still snickers that none of the Dirty Dozen made it into this match. Everyone clears out of the area so we can get started with the matches. So there is your main event for the night. 6-pack elimination cage match. But we got a couple of matches to go on before that. We start off with the Hacksaws facing off against Lance Storm and Disco Inferno. Percy Pringle has been asking for title shots for his Hacksaws. The booking committee agrees that defeating the team of Lance and Disco will prove that they deserve a shot against any title they deserve. The match is a great match. The Hacksaws manage to take advantage with their sides. Reed pins Disco after a double underhook suplex in a time of 9 minutes 43 seconds. Your winners are the Hacksaws, Jim Duggan and Butch Reed. In a non-title match, PG-13 faces off against the Sheepherders. Ahmed Johnson comes down to attack PG-13. He is followed by Jerry Lawler. Ahmed runs through Wolfie D with a vicious lariat to give PG-13 a DQ victory. Lawler climbs onto the ring apron and gets into Ahmed's face. JC Ice comes up behind Lawler, egging him on to a fight between him and Ahmed. Lawler turns around and decks JC Ice, shocking the crowd. The Sheepherders join Lawler and Ahmed in leaving PG-13 a bloody mess. But PG-13 gets the disqualification win in a time of 3 minutes, 54 seconds. Lawler cuts a promo, leaving no doubt that he has joined with Akbar and Devastation Incorporated. His defection causes a massive gash in the Dirty Dozen. What is going to happen? Well, what immediately happens is that Lawler refuses to return to the ring for his next match now that he is part of Devastation Incorporated, because that is a match I had signed between him and Big Bubba Rogers. Well, now that's not going to happen. So we move on to what had been built as the main event for tonight, although It's really not a main event anywhere in the world, but this is going to be that big match for the night. And we're going to have other things, but the tournament made different arrangements. Because this is, once and for all, the number one contender for the American heavyweight title match. Billy Travis and Rolando Freeman. The final chapter between the former spectacular teammates. Travis places his American heavyweight title shot on the line against Rolando. Travis has the match well in hand, getting the pin with a swinging neck breaker in a time of 5 minutes, 22 seconds, quickly dispatching Rolando so that he can focus on facing Hacksaw Jim Duggan for the American heavyweight title in 3 weeks. But now we get to the real main event for the evening, the six-pack cage elimination match. The six men who ended up at the top of the leaderboard, Iron Mike Sharp, Psychosis, Jushin Thunder Liger, Dustin Rhodes, Goldust, and Kendall Windham. All six wrestlers congregate at the interview desk. Six envelopes are on the desk. Each wrestler grabs one. There's a bit of a tussle between Dustin and Goldust over one envelope, but Akbar and Eddie separate them. Everyone is instructed to go back to their dressing rooms before they open their envelopes. They will come out in the order which is printed in their envelopes. As the match begins, Psychosis and Dustin drew numbers 1 and 2. They climb into the cage and begin to brawl. 5 minutes into the match, Iron Mike Sharp comes out as number 3. Dustin and Sharp double-team Psychosis until Dustin hits the Bulldog on Psychosis from the corner. Sharp takes advantage to cover Psychosis for the pin at 9:59. 1 second later, Kendall comes out as number 4. Now there are three members of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International in the cage. They look at each other for a brief moment, but they all realize that there can only be one winner. Stable affiliation is thrown out the window as the three tear into each other. At 15 minutes, Jushin Thunder Liger comes out as number 5. When he enters the cage, all four members of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International are in the cage. This leaves Goldust to be the last man to enter the cage. Akbar probably likes that draw, except that Goldust might face a 4-on-1 battle. That eventuality, though quite tempting to book, doesn't happen. Kendall tosses Dustin into the cage wall and drills him into the mat with a belly-to-belly suplex for the pin at a time of 18 minutes, 54 seconds. At 20 minutes, Goldust, the final man to enter the match, makes his entrance. Being the freshest man in the match, Goldust begins clearing house. He pins Kendall at 21:23 after tossing Liger off the top turnbuckle onto him. Sharp tries to take advantage of Goldust as he gets back to his feet, but the brawl continues. Liger and Sharp double-team Goldust until Goldust stops short of a double backdrop to lower a vicious elbow onto the back of Liger's head. Goldust takes Sharp and tosses him into the cage before tying him up in the ropes. Goldust uses the one-on-one time with Liger to get the pin after the director's cut at 28:33. Now we are down to the last two men. Goldust, the last to get into the tie-breaking situation, and Iron Mike Sharp, the first one to get into the tiebreaker situation. Sharp has been the dark horse throughout the tournament. Now he is on the verge of attaining a world heavyweight title match at Remember the Legacy. However, he's still tied up in the ropes when Goldust nails him with the Shattered Dreams. Goldust tries to put Sharp away with a brainbuster, but Sharp manages to kick out right before the three count. Sharp does his best to come back, using the cage and the ropes as weapons as often as he can. Sharp almost has the pin with the superplex, but Goldust kicks out right before the three count. After 7 minutes of bloody brawling between the two, Goldust gets the pin on Sharp at a time of 35 minutes, 53 seconds, with a bulldog. Goldust is your new number one contender for the World Heavyweight title. He will face Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert for the title at Remember Their Legacy. That should be a great match between two worthy adversaries. As Goldust celebrates in the cage, Eddie comes down to the ringside area. He stands outside the cage, holding the world belt high for all the fans, and especially Goldust to see. Remember Their Legacy is 3 weeks away. This is going to be an exciting 3 weeks leading up to it. Come join us for the fun, because it is going to be fun. But that is it for this week. This is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week as we now have that number one contender for the World Heavyweight title.